Hello.
Hello, my name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning problems facing our nation and local communities. I am not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Kevin McGallaghan?
Speaking.
Thank you very much. And to start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
47.
Thank you very much. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Is it a mason helper or finisher, stone mason, plasterer, cement mason, PCC restoration, marble mason, tile setter, terrazzo mechanic or finisher, bricklayer,
Just a bricklayer.
Bricklayer. Okay, thank you. And on the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, journey, or level mechanic, apprentice, finisher, or helper, or improver?
I used to be a foreman, and then I was an apprentice instructor. Now I am a bricklayer business agent.
Oh, okay. And how would you want me to record that? From the options that...
I think the only thing I heard was close was a foreman, so.
Okay. Okay, thank you. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
Yes.
And approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
I have not.
Okay, thank you. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Right now, there's more.
Thank you. And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
A little bit more.
Thank you. Yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
Say that again.
Yes, yes or no. Do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
No, we need more.
Thank you. And yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
On all of them.
So yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
Yes.
Thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through the federal government, privately through your state or local government, or do you not know?
Private.
And thinking about more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same, or less unemployment than now?
Should be less.
Thank you. And now looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
About the same.
Thank you. And switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Is it dust or air quality, COVID-19, fall risks, falling objects, heat or cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, something else, or do you have no real safety concerns on the job?
Is there a D, all the above?
We don't have that. We're looking for the one that you're most concerned about.
I guess falls.
Fall risks or falling objects?
Fall risks.
Thank you. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
Yes.
And did you attend that meeting in person or online?
Person.
Thank you. For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Union organizing, yes or no?
Yes.
Political canvassing?
In the last 12 months,
mm-hmm.
Yes.
And picketing?
Yes.
Thank you very much. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
Regularly.
Thank you. Now changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the ones that you are most likely to get your news from to the one that you are least likely to get your news from. The list that we have is local TV news programming, radio, cable news, the internet or social media, friends and neighbors, and print or online newspapers. Now please rank those sources from 1 to 5, with 1 being the source that you are most likely to get your news from, and 5 being the source that you are least likely to get your news from.
I get most of my news, the number 1, the local.
Local TV news programming. What would be, after that, what would be the one that you're most likely to get your news from? Is it radio, cable news, the internet or social media?
Probably cable news.
Cable news. And after cable news, which other news sources are you most likely to get your news from? Is it radio, the internet or social media, friends and neighbors, or print or online newspapers?
Whatever the first one was that you said.
The radio?
Yeah.
And after radio, the internet or social media, friends and neighbors, print or online newspapers, which one is the one that you're most likely to get your news from?
Newspaper.
Newspaper. And finally, between the internet or social media or friends and neighbors, which one is the one that you're most likely to get your news from?
Oh, God, I hate the internet. probably the internet.
Okay. So the list that we have, it will be first, local TV news programming, second, cable news, third, radio, fourth, print or online newspapers, fifth, the internet or social media, and sixth, your friends and neighbors.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Is it education, healthcare, the environment, jobs and the economy, support for labor unions, foreign policy, immigration, or something else?
Wow. A little bit of everything. Probably health and welfare.
Health and welfare. Thank you. And as you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
Yes.
And have you heard a lot about it, some about it, or heard a little about it?
Some.
Thank you. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say that it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not at all important that the federal elected officials support it?
Very.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
Democrats.
Thank you. Now, as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, GM, Ford, and Stellantis, or the United Auto Workers?
United Auto Workers.
And do you support them somewhat more or much more?
Somewhat more.
Thank you. Now, please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. His job as president overall?
Approve.
And do you somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And what about the job he has done on immigration?
Somewhat.
Somewhat approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Thank you. And what about the job he has done on foreign affairs?
I don't know much about what he... I'm going to say... approve. Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. Thank you. What about the job he has done on support for labor unions?
Definitely approve.
Is that a... Okay, thank you. The economy?
It's not doing bad. Approve.
Somewhat?
Strongly. I'm a little bit more... Was there one... Is it either strongly or somewhat, or is there one in between?
We have somewhat and strongly.
Oh. Somewhat.
Thank you. And what about healthcare?
Somewhat. Approve.
Thank you very much. And do you disapprove or approve of the way Congress is handling this job?
Disapprove.
Do you somewhat disapprove it or strongly disapprove it?
Congress? I strongly.
Okay, thank you. Now for something different. Are you registered to vote?
I am.
And we know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or do you think you will not vote?
No, I strongly will vote.
The option that we have is probably and almost certain.
Okay, probably.
Thank you. And if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security and safety?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Now turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Would you rate it as excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Excellent.
And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Would you rate it as excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. Now, before we continue, we still have a few more questions to go, but I just want to thank you for your patience and your time. Now, how could the union best improve its representation and service? This is an open-ended question. I can type the answer for you.
For their service?
Yes. How could the union best improve its representation and service?
More organizing.
In what regard?
In the non-union sector.
But does that mean that you want more organizing as in meetings or?
Non-union members.
Oh. And for non-union members. So the answer would be more organizing the union, non-union sector and for non-union members.
Yes.
Thank you. And what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? Or what is the most important thing that the union should be working on?
They definitely should be working on organizing of non-union members and... Wow. That's the biggie for right now.
Okay. Thank you very much. So they should be working on organizing non-union members.
Yes.
Thank you. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Is it email, job site, mail, text messages, or union meetings?
Union meetings, well, there's more than one answer to that one.
Oh. But we're looking for your preferred way to receive information. What would be your primary one?
On a job site.
Thank you. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? 4 or more times a year, a couple of times a year, once a year, or never?
4 or more a year.
Thank you. And now I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
Democrat.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Strong. Strong, and yeah, just, strong Democrat.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we have a representative sample, what is your race?
Say that again.
Just to make sure that we have a representative sample, what is your race?
What is, I got some noise in the background. What's my what?
Ethnical background. Race.
Oh, I'm sorry. yeah, I got some noise in the background.
Yeah.
I'm white. I'm a white male.
Okay, thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Kevin.
Thank you very much. And with this, we'll conclude the survey. So we thank you very much for your participation and have a wonderful day, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.